We've reached a point where we're sending the American child out the door with this prosthetic thing on the end of their hand. It's called some kind of cyber device for them to communicate, because they must communicate because they can't imagine not communicating. And yet none of them are responsible for the nuclear energy decisions in this country. They believe it's just that important. We want to talk today about a family helping a family unplug.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we're in the middle of a several-week series on the 30 imperatives of parenting. Today, we're going to be touching number 11, but if you missed any of the points so far, you can hear them all over again for free online at parentingonpurpose.org. In fact, many of these points, we've done entire weeks to get really in-depth in these topics. But yeah, I think it is important to unplug as a family. But I think...
Why? Why is it important? Wait, we say that's an imperative, helping my children learn to unplug. Why is that important?
Because you have to, it's almost like breathe mentally. It's like information overload. And I'm just saying that because I think we need it also as parents. I mean, my husband and I both got new phones, and it has so many different little features and apps and all that I'm like, wow, I can read my Bible on my phone. I can read a book on my phone. I can shop on my phone. I can do so much that now I'm looking at my phone more than ever. And I'm thinking, it feels weird. And yet I'm doing so much more. And I can only think what the kids are doing now too. And you get to a point where you're like, man,
you never come home.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you never come home. You get to a point where your children never have a place to go where no one can get at them. No one can text them something that's cutting. You get to a place where you feel, if I don't stay constantly connected, I'll fall in the teenage pecking order at school with all my peers. I have to know that I have to know. And what happens is we have made this or allowed this to become such a priority to stay plugged in 24/7 that the American child is almost fearful of becoming unplugged. Mm-hmm. This is like their new emotional oxygen. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to decide, you know what? We all need downtime. We all need unplugged time, because they're going to go out the door and be unmarriageable. They can't imagine putting this thing down, leaving it at the door, having a conversation with their new wife or this person that they're engaged to, and they never get to know each other because of the constant barrage and interference. And it hasn't even begun yet. We are just starting.
Yeah.
The holographic image hasn't come in front of me of somebody I'm talking to. That device isn't here yet, but we're told it's real close. There's actually a church in Dallas with satellites where the pastor is holographic on all of the sites. Yes, and if you're sitting in the right way, you can't even tell that's not him there. We have to decide again, and one of the verses we've used in this time is, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
All this input and all this waiting, and I have to respond to this, and I have to know what's going on Facebook, and I have to text them back, and I sure have to send out my tweet that I just had my third cookie or whatever it is, that there's such a drive that no one has the opportunity to just sit back and think and be still. So we know it's important for the development of the child. We know it's important to unplug for the relationship of the family and the child. We know it's important for the protection of the child. And it's not just for bad things that can come in. But once I'm home and in my house, I should be free from all the cutting statements or sarcasm or whatever you deal with in middle school and high school. And I'm not, as long as people can reach me.
Yeah.
But no child on their own is going to make that decision. It's like we just bought a case of Oreo cookies and we left them there. We unpacked them and we put 2,000 Oreo cookies in a bowl. And mom, what am I supposed to do that? Whatever you want. Well, anytime. Whatever you want, anytime you want. Why would the child not go make themselves sick eating cookies? They're children. They're supposed to. I might do that, actually. They're going to do it and do it and do it and do it. And so we have made this determination of all things, much more serious than Oreo cookies, that this little device that connects you to anywhere is yours to do with what you want, when you want. And we wonder why the American child is lonely, is devoid of relationship, and has no idea how to make the right friends or the right boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they are constantly available for anybody to take a shot at them. Mm-hmm. There's no protection. We've got to lead the way as parents to choose to unplug. But that's a tough one for some parents.
Well, it is. And especially if you've allowed your child to have a phone for a long time, you got to do a little reverse, a little, hey, these are the new rules, and the anger and the rebellion that can come too when you say, I'm going to start monitoring. And not just monitoring, I want you to turn the phone off. And I want it to be right here during the night. And I, you know, no cell phone at the table. That's one of our rules, which is a pretty basic one. But there was one time one of the kids got angry about that. What do you mean? You know, well, what do you mean? What do we mean? This This is dinner time.
Why would I expect my child, if I've had no rules, why would I expect my child to see not 10 Oreo cookies? I've always had 10 Oreo cookies. Right. All of a sudden, there's a limit on the Oreo cookies. So as a parent, there's some decisions I have to make. One, is this really worth taking on? Mm-hmm. And of course it's worth taking on, because this, the cyber world has totally fractured the family relationship. It's constant interruption. Anybody becomes more important than this family dynamic that we're doing. And it's made the American child, again, without relationship if we don't manage it. So if it's important to take on, yes. So is it important enough to take on that I will set the example? Because we've been very poor examples.
Yeah.
And we've got to have our phone in our pocket. Mm-hmm. And even if it's on vibrate, I've got to look all the time. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. Never has the White House called me for input, last minute input, before we push the red button. I'm not as important as I'd like to think. And none of these calls are as important as we'd like to think. We're able to do this, but if we're expecting our children to do it, we need to set the example. Yeah. Now, someone wants to think there, you know what, Bob, I'm an adult. Yes, you are an adult. But my children are looking to me for leadership. Leaders set an example. Leaders don't indulge themselves because they're leaders.
Right.
Leaders need to set the example of what to do that's right. And so I think the first thing I've got to decide, important enough for me to back down and come up with rules for me that will not only, as for me and my house, not just as for my kids and themselves, they will serve God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I've got to decide this is important because my children don't even look at each other when they talk anymore.
Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit yesterday about how do you learn to entertain yourself. And part of this is actually forcing the unplug in the house to happen. I mean, sometimes, okay, there's no calls that come in or no one's on Facebook, no one's on Twitter, but the phone is still in your pocket. And if you're bored at the dinner table, take it out and play Angry Birds, you know?
Yes.
So that's the new thing too. It's also a method of entertainment that there's never a dull moment that your brain goes through. And so that's another reason. It's not just from the outside world. It's also for the development of their brains.
There's no thinking.
Yeah.
But I think the multiple sad things about not unplugging is that we only rob from the relationship at hand, the parent-child and sibling relationship in the house, because we're still attached to somebody outside the house. I think the other thing, again, is your children are the recipients of bashing over their communication. I think the other thing is they don't have a time just to be children. They're being constantly pulled into another world. But I think that our children then are so devoid of relationship that they're willing to risk interesting behaviors to just have any relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I have no relationship at home. I didn't know it was because of my constant having my little phone with me. And it makes it so today's child's very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one. And the American parent has to decide this is worth taking it on. It does baffle me. And I will ask this question to Ruthie. It baffles me that today's parent's afraid to say enough. It baffles me that the parent is afraid to say, we now have mobile phone rules. Our kids, again, are 12, 13, 14, and we don't have mobile phones here.
Mm-hmm.
If they have had a mobile phone at home, it stays at home. We don't have it here. It's not a reality here. Not necessary here. And we weren't afraid to say that here. And I wasn't afraid to say that with my kids. I don't quite get do you think it's just, I'm so tired of fighting about everything and this is huge. Right. And I'm going totally against the grain because other parents apparently let their children do anything they want with their mobile phone, including take it into their bedroom and close the door, which again is bizarre to me. Why do you think the American parent is actually afraid to take this on?
I think we know that the technology is not going to go away.
Uh-huh.
And so if we've gotten to the point where our kids do have the cell phones finally, and we see the convenience in it, because I've seen also, oh, this is great. I can just call her, and okay, she can wait for me to pick her up at this and this. It takes a lot of effort and you're constantly monitoring something that's so personal and so attached to them. It's not, the cell phone, Facebook, it's so convenient that it makes it almost harder to have to monitor.
Well, let's take on what you said.
Okay, please.
If it was going to go away, we wouldn't have to worry about it, would we?
Right.
But the fact that it's not going away, and our job is to train them up in the way they should go, then the things that aren't going away that will be with them when they go,
mm-hmm.
I want to teach them how to have the discipline. I want to help them have the discipline and the practice of unplugging and even allot them time. Here's your allotted time. And if you violate the time, I've got the phone. I want you to have to decide, is this the whatever minutes during the afternoon that I get to text or not? And what about responding? Well, I'd save some time then if you have to respond to a text. I'd save some time, but we're parking them right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of two things you said, it's not going away. And the other thing you said, it's so personal. But as a parent, I want to be knee deep in the life of whatever's personal to my child. Right. If my child had a friend that they were getting very, very close, I would know that friend. Mm-hmm. But this is the vehicle to friends I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I need to know that friend. And worse than that, this is the vehicle to friends that I couldn't possibly imagine they could have, mm-hmm. who we don't really know who they are.
I think a lot of tweens and teens that are growing up, they have sort of this air to them where they walk in and I'm entitled to this and I'm entitled to that. And sometimes we parents think, well, they're good kids, you know, mm-hmm. they're getting good grades, they're behaving well. So why not? I trust them. I mean, I've heard that before. I trust them. Go, you know, go ahead. Let just do whatever you want to do on the cell phone. And every once in a while, maybe I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I trust them, so I don't need to monitor them, but I don't know who's really coming after them. And it's not just a trust issue, although the hottest app right now is that GPS system where you know where your children are at all times.
Right.
I mean, right to the square foot, know where your children are. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. But even that, some parents have said, no, they have a cell phone for safety, for a panic, for a situation. So, okay, I get that, why your little child has a cell phone, but are they safe in the house? I think they're safe in the house. And they're mm-hmm. safely home. So let's let them be safely home and unreachable by some of the crass or whatever things mm-hmm. that are taking place. You know, in my generation, there was a landline. And when we had a landline.
I remember those.
Do you remember? Do you, you don't remember this little circular disc that you would put your finger in the hole and dial numbers. But even then, I mean, it was a telephone, but there were limits. Mm-hmm. Here's when you can use it. Here's when you can't. This one caught us off guard. Mm-hmm. And in my generation, my dad could have easily afforded to put our own phone in our own bedrooms, but he chose not to do it. There was some logic there. You are a child. But you ventured down a road of the word entitled, and our children have led us to believe they're entitled. Now, let me defend the children. Why wouldn't they? If I thought I could, the police officer pulls me over and I say, right. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm Bob Barnes. I'm entitled to speed. And if he says, oh, I didn't realize that. You are, you know what? You are entitled to speed. Would I not pull that one again? I think I'm going to pull that one every time. Mm-hmm. I'm entitled. And I want to help. I want to battle that word. Our children are not entitled.
Well, they'll pull out the privacy card.
Absolutely. Don't you trust me?
Yeah.
I need some privacy here. No, you don't.
You're a stalker.
Really.
How come you're stalking me, Mom?
Yeah,
And you're thinking, well, I mean, Mom, what are you talking about?
I trust you, mm-hmm. but we need some moderation here. Mm-hmm. We're way over the top. We're going to park the phones when you come in. If you want 15 minutes to look at them, have 15 minutes during the night to look at them.
Sometimes I know that there are even plans out there where you can force control a little bit, especially if you've given your child the phone and all that stuff. There are the unlimited plans, which are so cheap these days and so convenient because you've got the family thing. But do a pay per minute. You know, there's a lot of cheap plans out there and you do a pay per minute. You know what? The more, if you're good with this and you're good with that, you get more minutes and you sort of monitor it out. One of our kids had that. It was 30 days. You had like 1,000 minutes or something like that. And he got rid of them in like a week and a half. So he had to wait the rest of the month. That was the first month, and then somehow he got the unlimited plan. But I thought...
No, I love that plan. I love that plan that you just said. I think that's an
amazing plan. But it has to be creativity, you know, in the front end.
I'm not entitled to anything. That's the amazing thing. But what we've done is we've allowed children in our busyness to baffle us, in our exhaustion to wear us down, mm-hmm. and in this culture today to make us feel like they deserve to have the phone and use it anytime they want. And the other thing is we as adults have set a poor example. Mm-hmm. Hang on, I got to take this.
Right.
Whatever it is. And we're in the car, we're alone with our children, and we're all plugged. Everybody's doing something on their phone.
Guilty.
Yeah. So I think we've got to decide what we will be glad we did 20 mm-hmm. years from now. Having the discipline of that's where the phones go. Mm-hmm. Having the discipline of parking, teaching the discipline of moderation, but also by unplugging, giving us the privilege of relationship. Otherwise, we're casting our children mm-hmm. out there to whoever will text, call, or tweet them.
I know we don't have too much time, but what about, you know, you've got a 16, 17 year old and you haven't ever done this. At what point then do you say, you know, I'm still mom, this is still my house, I can still put these rules?
End of sentence. That's exactly what I would do.
You know what they're going to talk back and
of course they are.
Rage.
And they're also going to say, hey, you didn't give me this phone to begin with. Dad did, and I'm not with him. I'm not with him right now. I'm with you. So what right do you have? You're in my house. And that's the key to Joshua's, as for me in my house. This house here, this is what we're going to do. The parent that's afraid to do that and afraid to step up is the parent that's postponing this arrogant child from failure later on and will look at themselves in their mid-20s and says, what were we thinking? Because now he is devastated because he can't fall under authority. It's important to unplug for all the reasons we said, but it's important for us as parents to make the right decisions and set the example.
You've been listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. We're going down this list of 30 imperatives of parenting today, covering number 11, the importance of unplugging. And we've actually done an entire two-week series on this topic. It's actually called Your Child's Privacy Versus Their Protection. We cover a lot of different issues when it comes to technologies. You can listen to it online at parentingonpurpose.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the children's homes that are there, even support the ministry, you can do that online at shfm.org, or you can support the children's homes directly with simply a two-letter text, SH, and send it to 41518. We thank you for joining us for this program, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we cover number 12 on this list of the 30 imperatives of parenting on Parenting on Purpose.